in the delta of South Vietnam, I saw this made visible. The abbot had made this temple a place of peace and a refuge of healing for all who needed care in the wartime. On a small hill at the edge of the island were two large standing statues 40 feet tall. The first was a standing Buddha, and next to him, shoulder to shoulder, was a standing statue of Jesus. They had their arms around one another's shoulders, as if to say, even in the midst of the worst of human difficulties, we offer a different message, a message of peace and a message of healing, a welcome to all who would follow this way. In this program, you will hear three meditations for healing: Healing Presence, the Healing Temple, and the Healing Power of Love. Take a breath. Listen to these words with kind attention. Let them quiet your mind and soften your heart. Let the words touch your body and spirit with care. Healing is a mystery, much as incarnation in human life is a mystery. Tangerines and octopus, icebergs, rap music, earlobes, and 30 billion trillion stars in galaxies, none of these can be explained. The Earth is a living, pulsing organism in the cosmos, alive with beings, repairing and renewing itself time after time. The invitation of healing is to feel this great energy of repair and life and let it move through us. As Voltaire explained 200 years ago, most of the work of physicians is to amuse the patient while nature does the healing. You have a capacity to heal, even in difficult times. The Buddha instructs, live in joy and well-being even amidst sickness. Live in joy and peace even amidst conflict. Find the sweet joy of living in the way. When we encounter difficult times in our life, it is often the states of mind, as much as the illness of the body, that cause us difficulty. The grief and anxiety, the fears and loss, the emotions that we carry, and the stories that we tell are as important to heal as our physical body. For all these elements can contribute to our suffering and illness, or when understood, can be released into healing. As Mark Twain put it, my life has been filled with terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened. To heal from emotional betrayal and abuse, to heal injury and illness and trauma, is to align ourselves with life force itself, to hold our own beloved life with trust and care. This healing requires a necessary presence, not to struggle against our circumstance, but to attend to it and care for it and nourish and heal that which presents itself. This is one of the great lessons of healing, to turn toward that which is injured. One spiritual teacher described to me her care of her body after a serious bout with cancer. A large abdominal tumor was removed, and with it all that I had clung to as certainty in my life. I quit my work and stopped the spiritual teaching and turned to anything that might help me change what had led to that cancer, from acupuncture to depth therapy. I became humble before the body. That was 15 years ago, and I can now say that it was the biggest turning point and awakening of all. I had used my body in my life. Now I had to inhabit it, respect it, and love it with all the human force and nurturing and understanding I had withdrawn into the activities of my life. Keeping my heart in my body